Through suppression, mind becomes split. The part that you accept becomes the conscious, and the part that you deny becomes the unconscious. This division is not natural. The division happens because of repression. And in the unconscious, you go on throwing all rubbish that society rejects. But remember, whatsoever you throw in becomes more and more part of you. It goes in your hands, in your bones, in your blood, in your heartbeat. Now, psychologists say that almost 80% of diseases are caused by repressed emotions. So many heart failures. Means so much anger has been repressed in the heart. So much hatred that the heart is poisoned. Why men suppresses so much and becomes unhealthy? The society teaches you to control, not to transform. And the way of transformation is totally different. One thing, it is not the way of control at all, it is just the opposite. First thing, in control you repress, in transformation you express. There is no need to express on somebody else. Because the somebody else is just irrelevant. Next time you feel angry, go and run around the house 7 times. And after it, sit under a tree and watch where the anger has gone. You have not repressed it, you have not controlled it. You have not thrown it on somebody else, because if you throw it on somebody else, a chain is created. Because the other is as foolish as you, as unconscious as you. If you throw it on other, if the other was an enlightened person, there was no trouble. He would have helped you to throw and release and go through a catharsis, but the other is as ignorant as you. If you throw anger on him, he will react. He will throw more anger on you. He is as much repressed as you are. Then there comes a chain. You throw on him, he throws on you, and you both become enemies. Don't throw it on anybody. It is just like you feel like vomiting, you don't go and vomit on somebody. Anger needs a vomit. You go to the bathroom and vomit. It cleanses the whole body. If you suppress the vomit, it will be dangerous. And when you have vomited, you will feel fresh. You will feel unburdened, unloaded, good, healthy. Something was wrong in the food that you have taken, and the body rejects it. Don't go on forcing inside. The anger is just a mental vomit. Something is wrong that you have taken in. Your whole psychic being wants to throw it out. But there is no need to throw it out on somebody. Because people throw it on somebody, society says them to control. There is no need to throw it on anybody. The society teaches you control and condemnation. Because a child will control only when something he feels is condemned. Anger is bad. Sex is bad. Everything that has to be controlled has to be made to the child look sinned, look like a sin, look like evil. A deep condemnation enters about all that is alive. And sex is the most alive thing has to be. It is the source. anger is also most alive a thing, because it is a protective force. If a child cannot be angry at all, he will not be able to survive. You have to be angry in certain moments. The child has to sow his own being. The child has to stand in certain moments upon his own ground. Otherwise, he will have no backbone. Anger is beautiful. Sex is beautiful. But beautiful things can go ugly. That depends on you. If you condemn them, they become ugly. If you transform them, they become divine. Anger transformed becomes compassion, because the energy is the same. A Buddha is compassionate. From where this compassion comes, this is the same energy that was moving in anger. Now, it is not moving in anger. The same energy is transformed to compassion.